WPGW AM and FM Portland.
WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians Baseball.
GG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
Back to where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Think you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler here at Fort Recovery, as we have Fort Recovery and New Bremen in MAC Conference Baseball tonight. And should be a decent game. And who knows? You know, with it so windy like this, Bob, that can cause a few errors out there.
Absolutely, Rob. It's a little different animal out here tonight. You know, we've battled the cold weather. And now we got sunny skies, but we got about a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing in. So that'll make it tough on the pitchers and the hitters.
Little heat sauna here in the booth, but hey, that's okay. Beats the other night.
You know we're both going to be sicking a dog this weekend.
The cold and the heat, but that's okay. It's not raining. That's a good thing. And this is really the first nice temperature we've had, I think, in baseball all spring.
Absolutely. And you see the kids out there running around shorts and the people out there with their sunglasses on. This is the way it's supposed to be, ain't it?
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Boy, a really strong wind, though. It looks like it's kind of coming out of the west pretty much.
And it'll be interesting to see Cade. Cade's been coming off a little bit of a sore elbow, Rob. He went down to Cincinnati, and he had Dr. Kremchek take a peek at him, and he got a shot in the elbow. He was telling me about it last night. He said that was an excruciating pain. But he says he feels great, and my guess is he's going to be at about the 70-pitch limit tonight.
79 pitches for Nick Thwaites the other night in that complete game shutout.
So that's getting it done, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Real quickly, the starting lineup here for Fort Recovery. Cade Wendell will lead off playing the pitching position today. Will Homan will hit number two, the center fielder. Nick Thwaites will hit number three, the right fielder. Ben Homan hitting fourth, the shortstop. Reese Rogers hitting fifth, our first baseman. Ethan Shane is hitting sixth. Ethan playing left field. Cody Shinneberry is hitting seventh. He is the catcher. Joe Homan is hitting eighth, the third baseman. And Riley Post is hitting ninth, who is the second baseman. So we don't have a DH tonight.
No DH, and he moves. Same nine guys are going to bat, but moved them around a little bit. And he put, with Cade pitching, we put Big Ben Homan at short and moves Riley over to second. And Joe Homan goes to third base for Jerry Kopp's Indians.
Got a Homan left side of the infield here for Fort Recovery. As coming up for New Bremen here, their first three hitters are Mitchell Hayes, a freshman who plays second base, followed by Justin Tinkman, a junior who is the pitcher, and Luke Vonderhaar, a senior third baseman. Those are the 1-2-3 batters right here as we get underway. Fort Recovery High School Baseball this afternoon. Here's the pitch from Cade Wendell, high for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Cade throws pretty hard, Rob. He'll hit the low 80s, and he has good breaking stuff, good command of his curveball. And he's just a solid pitcher.
So swing and a miss by Mitchell Hayes makes it 1-1. Again, Hayes only a freshman. They only have one freshman on the starting lineup, and that's him. They do have a couple of sophomores in Aaron Vonderhaar and Patrick Wells. Cade getting a sign from Cody Shinneberry. Here we go. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Once again, a very breezy afternoon here at Fort Recovery. There's a call strike on the corner. That's a close one.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a little tall.
We are. Yeah, I did too. We are at a good, very good vantage point here to see the pitches. And there's ball four. So Mitchell Hayes draws a walk to start things off for the New Bremen Cardinals. New Bremen, by the way, is 5-3 on the year. And 1-1 in the MAC. Fort Recovery is 8-1 on the year. They are 2-0 in the MAC Conference. Indians will play at South Adams tomorrow night. Play the Starfires. Starfires have a pretty decent baseball team.
Yeah, I heard they ranked third in the state there early in the preseason. And that'll be another good one. Look forward to going over to Burn. Always like playing South Adams.
There's a bunt attempt. Cade Wendell fields it. Throws to first for the out. And the runner does advance. Good sacrifice there for Justin Tinkman. That went 1-3 for out number one. And again, Hayes advancing to second base.
Hayes has got good wheels down there. He motored it down to second. I thought maybe as hard as he bunted that, Cade might look, but he had no play.
South Adams also playing Minster later on, by the way, too. So playing a couple of the MAC schools. Good. Here's the next pitch from Cade Wendell. That's outside and away, way and low on the curveball. One ball, no strikes. This batter is Luke Vonderhaar. He is a stud.
He's going to Ohio State as a preferred walk-on, and he's got a lot of pop in his bat, plays third base, and got a good arm, and Coach Wells loves what he sees in this third baseman for him.
Fastball misses for ball two, 2-0 to Luke Vonderhaar. That misses outside for a ball. Cade Wendell's a little antsy about him. He knows what kind of a hitter he is. So, I don't know, might be just as well to walk him here.
Yeah, with first base open, but looks like Cade might be overthrown a little bit. Relax here a little bit. I'm sure he's excited getting a start today in a MAC game.
And Cade backs off the rubber, and now Cody Shinneberry goes out to talk things over with him. Top of the first inning, New Bremen has a little threat going here. Runner at second base. It's probably too early to put him on, but, be careful, Cade.
Yep, that's right.
Be careful here. Three balls and no strikes to an excellent hitter. And that misses for ball four. Got away from Cody, and the runner advances to third. I don't know how you're going to rule that one, but...
Yeah, it's a wild one. It was in the dirt.
Yeah, you are right. I would agree with you on that one. So... That is ball four. We got runners at first and third with one out. This will bring up the cleanup batter, Ryan Burkey. And you know he's got to be pretty decent or he wouldn't be hitting in the number four spot. He's the right fielder and a junior on this New Bremen team. Cade Wendell on the pitch, swing and a miss for a strike. And the runner's going. He's in there as the throw was cut off by Fort Recovery's Riley Post.
Bremen with a big threat here in the top of the first. They'd love to get on top here.
Runners at second and third with one out, top of the first inning. Ryan Burkey at the plate. Curveball misses high. Two balls and a strike now to Ryan Burkey. Well, you don't want to load him up here, Mr. Cade. In a very high wind here this afternoon. That's a fastball, and he called right down the pike for strike.
That's his best pitch of the day.
Strike two, it was. That's a dandy. Had the most grease on that one there.
You need a gun, Rob.
Yes, we do.
You think PG-14 would go for him?
I don't know. We might be able to do that. They're probably pretty cheap these days. Yeah. There's ball two. 2-2. They're probably pretty cheap these days, I would guess.
I wouldn't have an idea. I'd guess $500 or not.
Oh, I don't know. I would think they'd be cheaper than that. I'll have to go on eBay and look, see if I can find myself one. Two balls, two strikes here to the batter, Ryan Berkey, with Luke Vonderhaar at second and Mitchell Hayes at third base for New Bremen, one out. Big threat for the Cardinals. Swing and a miss for a strike. And the ball is dropped by Cody Shinneberry, but he picks it up and throws to Reese Rogers at first for the out. So officially record that as a strikeout for Ryan Berkey. Two away, and that was a big one.
That was a big one. Good job, Cody Shinneberry. Slow curveball in the dirt. We gave him the swing and miss, and Cody completed the strikeout with a thrown over to first base to Reese Rogers. And now we got two outs, and we're almost home. Let's get out of here, boys.
Here's Grant Selby. Grant is a junior and shortstop for New Bremen, hitting in the number five position. There's a call strike. That was a good fastball. Cade Wendell on the mound for Fort Recovery. Would you say he's the number two guy in the pitching lineup?
I would say between him and Reese. Reese has been fantastic this year, but when chips are down and Twaitsey's out of innings, I think Cade's the guy you're going to go to.
There's a curveball for a strike. Two balls, or I should say 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes on the batter here. Top of the first, big pitch. Swing and a base hit down the line. That's going to bring two runs home. That was close. The double. A double for Grant Selby on an 0-2 pitch.
Hey, you just can't do that. You can't throw one right down the heart of the plate on 0-2. And kid did a nice job. He went up the pitch, drove it into right field for a base hit, scores two, and the Indians in a hole.
Well, tough luck there. Mitchell Hayes scores from third, and scoring from second base was Luke Vonderhaar. We got ourselves a 2-0 game now. Here's a bounding ball to the shortstop post. Makes the play, and there's the out. As Aaron Vonderhaar, I'm sure the brother to Luke, is retired 4-3 for the third out. But the New Bremen Cardinals come up with two runs in the inning on a total of only one hit. Unfortunately, two walks, and they both scored, Bobby.
Absolutely. It's just a tough pitch. You can't throw that good a pitch on an 0-2.
So we'll be back in a moment. We're at the middle of the first inning. The score, it's New Bremen 2, Fort Recovery nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, is there an official title, Fortside Park? Is that what they call this?
No, that's Kalpy made that up.
Oh, okay.
We have no name for this.
Okay.
Now, we're looking for somebody.
It's the Dave Kalp Memorial Stadium. Oh, not Memorial yet.
No. By the way, Kalpy's going, he could be real soon.
I know he's a busy guy.
And I know his family's listening. I know Johnny listens out in Pennsylvania, and Johnson listens down in Atlanta, Georgia. So we say hi to the Kalps.
Yeah, always glad to have you listening in here on WPGW or FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's the next pitch. We are just doing the MAC games here on WPGW, and, of course, all the rest of the games can be heard on FortRecoveryRadio.com, including tomorrow at South Adams. And if the weather cooperates, the Indians are supposed to be playing at Dayton, Fifth Third Field on Saturday.
Are you going down to that
1 o'clock?
One?
I am going down to. They asked me to do the PA. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. But they also informed me that the weather's not looking so good. So,
well, weathermen don't know much.
That's up for a ball, and we've got ourselves a 3-0 count. Real quickly here to the leadoff batter for Fort Recovery, in Cade Wendell. Come on, Cade, get on base here. Help us get some runs back. That's a call strike. Makes it 3-1. Yeah, 0-2 pitch for Cade a moment ago. Ouch.
Yeah.
That one hurt. That's a call strike. It's 3-2, I should say. Cade Wendell, 3-2 count. Hi there, Guy. You know this young man?
I might know him. Yeah, I might know him.
And there's ball four. So Cade Wendell draws a walk and gets on. He can sit right up here if you want.
I'll sit here.
Okay.
Good job by Cade getting on base. Lead us off here. You know, he had a tough night against St. Henry at the plate. Makes up for it. Now let's get him over and let's get him in.
Will Holman will step in now. He's hitting 286 or thereabouts. We'll give you these averages, which were before the last game, so they're off a little bit. Will Holman hitting 286, playing center field. Number two batter in the order here. Hits from the right side. The pitcher is Justin Tinkman for the New Bremen Cardinals. Again, Cade Wendell is on at first base. We're in the bottom of the first inning, 2-0, New Bremen. On top, thanks to a 0-2 two-run double by the Cardinals in the top of the inning here. And the throw back over and back in safely.
They had him leaning there.
Yeah, they did. Once again, Grant Selby, the kid that put the dagger in us there in the top of the first with the double. Will Holman, quite an athlete. He is a competitor, that's for sure. Here's the pitch. It's inside for a ball. A lot of people don't know he played all football with an injury.
Yeah, that's right. Broken finger.
Broken finger, played the whole year and had surgery afterwards. Didn't want to miss a game.
He had a pretty good season, too, didn't he?
Yeah, not too bad. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the third baseman. Picked up. Go to second for one. And that's all they're going to get. They do get the force play. So fielder's choice as Will Holman reaches first base there. But Cade Wendell is retired 5-4 for the first out. And that'll bring up Nick Twaits now.
It was a nice job by Tinkamp getting Willie to hit a slow roller to the third baseman. Did a nice job. Got the force at second. Gunned down Cade. Come on, Twaitsy.
Nick Twaits is a senior, hitting at 280 on the year. And today he's playing right field. Of course, he is the ace pitcher for the Indians. That's way outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to the batter, Nick Twaits. Hey, if you're in the area, come on over and enjoy the game. It's a beautiful afternoon, a little windy.
It's a little breezy, but for the most part, pretty nice out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got a promotion going. We got $1 dog or 50 cent hot dogs, unlimited amount. Go if you ain't had supper yet over in Portland, come on over and get some hot dogs.
There's a ball. Two balls and no strikes. And we want to thank Wayne Street Market for sponsoring the hot dog night tonight. That misses for a ball. The runner's going. He's down there safely.
Number 61 of his career.
Stolen base for Will Holman as he adds to his already school record. Holds the record for career stolen bases for Fort Recovery. He passed Mitch Stallman a couple of games ago.
So you didn't believe me the other day when I said it was me?
What's that?
You didn't believe me the other day when I said he passed me for the career?
Well, Mitch Stallman and Bob Stogler.
Okay, there you go. Good job, Nick Twaits.
Twaits draws a base on balls. He gets on. We have runners at first and second now. But you also pointed out that Cade Wendell is very close to Will Holman as well, so Cade could possibly get hot and pass Will before the year is out. Got timeout as New Bremen's coach wants to talk things over, Chad Wells, with his team, so we'll be back in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay. Back here at Fort Recovery, again, the Fort Recovery Indians trailing 2-0, but they've got some good stuff going here with runners at first and second and one out, and Ben Homan at the plate. Ben hitting 400 this year. He's the cleanup batter for Fort Recovery. That's a curveball, call strike.
Ben's going to Wright State and play baseball. Do you know that?
Really?
Yes, he is.
Good for him. Of course, we've got two more Homans coming up yet. Ian and Joe are both on this team. Is that the end of them?
No. No, there's a bunch of them.
There's a swing and a pop-up.
Tough play.
And with the wind, it's going to be very tough, and they can't get to it. I think it fell in play there, but they just couldn't get to it. So that makes the count now. No balls and two strikes to Ben Homan. Be careful here, Ben. Runners at first and second. One out. Bottom of the first inning. 2-0. New Bremen leads. That's probably the biggest. Well, that is the biggest deficit we've had in a conference game this year.
Absolutely.
Here's a swing, and it's going to go in there for a base hit. Falls in the gap between center and right field. A runner's going to come home, and he is going to be out, I'm afraid. Yep, Will Homan is tagged out at home plate. And now we got runners. We had a miscue, and we got another out. Had Ben Homan and Nick Twaits were over there together at second base. Ben Homan mistakenly went to second.
He had some bad base running by the Indians and cost himself a big inning.
And they ended up tagging out Nick Twaits for the third out. So a double play on a base hit. How could that happen? Well, it did. No score in the inning here and no score for Fort Recovery. They got one hit, though, off the bat of Ben Homan. And unfortunately, only one runner left on base and nobody scored. So we move to the second. We'll be back in just a moment. It's 2-0 New Bremen on top.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Yeah, just a disaster there for the Indians.
Yeah, great job hitting.
Hang on a minute here, Bobby.
No problem. That was a great job of hitting by Ben Homan. Hits base hit in right center field. That is a rocket in the right field, but Twaits is going to run that down for the first out of the inning.
Yep. But Wynn might have held it up a little bit, and Patrick Wells flies out to right for the outs.
But you got to take your hat off to Bremen, Rob. They made the two bang perfect throws to get Will. That's the only way they was going to get him, and they did it. So you got to take your hat off to him.
Now you got Mr. Speedy at third base, but we could have had bases loaded with one out, yeah. To be quite honest about it. Didn't happen. On the mound, Kate Wendell for Fort Recovery this afternoon. We're in the second inning now. And there's two balls and no strikes to the batter, who is Bryce Bickle. It's not Bickle. How do you spell that? It's Blickle, isn't it?
Blickle.
Blickle.
Yeah, I'd say Blickle.
Yeah, Blickle. Bryce Blickle is the batter. There's ball four. He walks on four straight pitches. This is not starting out to be a good day here for the Indians.
A little slow start, I agree.
Plenty of time to go, though, so we're not giving up on them yet, obviously. That'll bring to the plate Jared Keller, who is a junior. He plays left field, I should say, for the New Bremen Cardinals. Okay, and the Cardinals come in 5-3, 1-1 in the league. You say Versailles got them?
Yeah, I think Versailles was the team that beat them, yeah. Delayed steal.
There's a runner going, and he is in there. And they called that a strike. batter didn't offer. So stolen base for Bryce Blickle.
Say that three times there, partner.
At the plate, little Jared Keller. He's a little guy. Bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Fastball. Very breezy afternoon. Probably 25, 35 miles per hour or so.
Dan Smith says, we got quit complaining about the wind. He just sent me a text. He's listening, and he said, quit complaining about the wind.
Call strike three. There's two down.
I don't really appreciate that. Good job, Caden.
All right, Cade's obviously pitching out of the stretch with a runner at second base. There's a call or a swing and a miss for a strike. No balls, one strike to Mitchell Hayes, the leadoff batter. He walked back in the first and unfortunately scored on a two-run double. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a curveball there. As Hayes was way out in front of that one.
Did you ever have hair as long as Cade?
No, I've had longer hair, though.
Have you?
Yeah, I'll get a picture out one of these days and show you.
All right.
Not that long ago. They're swinging a miss for strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Cade Wendell, and the inning is over. No runs on no hits. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base on Bryce Blickle, who walked in the inning. We are at the middle of the second inning. It's New Bremen 2 and Fort Recovery nothing.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you could receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Burn, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Of course, you'll find Kalp Pharmacy locations not only here in Fort Recovery, but also Versailles. Also our Canham and in Indiana in both Union City and Burn, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy. And the Kalp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery is open until 8 o'clock many weeknights. And, of course, they have their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center here in Fort Recovery as well on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Well, doggone it, we were just a speck away from bases loaded and one out and didn't get anything out of it. Now here we start over again. Reese Rogers will lead off here in the bottom of the second inning for us.
Reese, a good hitter, and you know what always happens in situations like this? He's going to get a base hit.
You think?
Absolutely.
Reese came in hitting about 217. There's a bounding ball to the second baseman. Oh, makes a nice play on a hop and throws him out, and you were not correct.
I was not correct.
Reese Rogers retired. Mitchell Hayes, the second baseman, to Nick Wells, the first baseman, and that was really a nice play by Hayes. Ball took a little hop on him there, and he played it perfectly. That will bring up Ethan Shane. Ethan hitting around 200. These Fort Recovery bats are not humming this year, but again, the weather has been pretty awful. Oh, there's a drive down the left field line, but foul. Got into that one.
Yeah, he hit a hard one there. About took his mom. I think his mom and dad sitting down there. About went right to him.
Ethan Shane's a senior. Plays left field for us. We'll be back next week with the MAC games next week. And again, you can hear the South Adams game tomorrow night on FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's one that misses for a ball. Boy, that looked pretty good to me.
That did look pretty good.
1-1 now. Next week, let me see here. We are at Versailles on Tuesday, and then on Thursday we'll be at home with Marion Local.
Versailles has got a loaded team. That'll be a good one.
Foul ball back. One ball, two strikes. Once again, your batter's Ethan Shane.
Ethan Shane had a heck of a football career, Rob. He was a linebacker for Coach Niekamp, and he was not scared to put a hit on you. And really has been a good athlete.
Watch that one go by for strike three, unfortunately, and that's two down. Ethan Shane is retired, and there's Cody Shinneberry. Cody bats from the left side. Wears number 10 on his uniform, and he is hitting around 175 on the year. He's our catcher, a junior on this Fort Recovery team, a really senior-laden ball club this year. A lot of high expectations for this group. Be a bummer tonight if we get knocked off by New Bremen this evening, but we have a long way to go here. The pitcher again is Justin Tinkman for New Bremen's Cardinals. That is a ball way outside. They have Nick Wells at first, Mitchell Hayes at second, Grant Selby is at shortstop. Luke Vonderhaar is the third baseman, Jared Keller out in left, Bryce Blickle is in center, Ryan Berkey's in right, and Patrick Wells behind the plate. There's a call strike. I'm assuming the Wells boys are the coach's son.
I would say exactly.
One ball, one strike now to the batter here, Cody Shinneberry. Number seven hitter in the order. There's a swing and a foul back. We would normally have our crowd mic out today, but it's just too windy. We get nothing but wind in the mic.
There's enough wind on these mics with me and you talking.
Ah, doggone it. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Cody Shinneberry goes down. It's a very quick inning for Justin Tinkman. 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We are at the end of the second inning. The score, it's New Bremen 2 and Fort Recovery nothing.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Back here at Fort Recovery, the Indians are trailing 2-0 after the second inning. We move to the top of the third inning. Cade Wendell on the mound for Fort Recovery here. I'm Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Appreciate his fine work. And coming up here for New Bremen will be 2-3-4. Pretty good part of their lineup. Justin Tinkman, Luke Vonderhaar, and Ryan Berkey. Berkey's. Well, he's not the kid. Selby is the kid that got the double against us. Left-handed batter. And the first pitch is high and outside for a ball to Justin Tinkman. Tinkman sacrificed in the first inning to move the runner to second. As it turned out, they really didn't need to do that, but worked out for him. There's a swing and a miss and a strike.
Cade settled down pretty well right now. He's throwing strikes, throwing it over the plate, And now let's get out of this inning, facing the meat of their order, and then let's get some bats out.
One ball, two strikes. Ooh, that was close, but a little high. Two balls, two strikes. Welcome all you folks listening in. Don't forget you can listen on your smartphones. Just go to wpgwradio.com and click on Listen Live. There's a swing and a foul back. Again, that's WPGWRadio.com, and click on Listen Live, or we're also on the TuneIn app as well. So you long-distance folks, there's your couple of opportunities to listen. Here's the next pitch. That's high and away. 3-2, full count here to the batter, Justin Tinkman.
Doug Billerman is behind the plate doing the umpiring. And also Jason Miller doing the bases tonight.
There's a swing and a foul out of play off the left side. 3-2 count to the batter here again, Justin Tinkman. Had a sacrifice bunt back in the first. Swings and fouls it back again. Same place.
Impressive at bat.
Indians again are at South Adams tomorrow up in Bern. Uh-oh, there's a swing, but the wind's going to hold it up. And coming in to make the play is Nick Twaits. That was well hit, but the wind held that baby up.
He hit it right into the teeth of the wind, and Twaits, he played it perfectly.
He absolutely did. One away as Tinkman flies out to Nick Twaits out in right field. So far, the wind really hasn't caused any misplays, I don't think. Unless I'm forgetting one.
No, I agree.
There's a call strike.
You're on your game tonight, Mr. Weaver.
I don't know about that, but
you going down to Reds this weekend? Probably catching the old Cardinals and Reds?
No. We are having them on the radio tonight, though.
That's right.
I don't know why are they starting so early tonight. Are they on TV or something, or what?
What is it, an early game?
6:40.
You know, the Cleveland Indians for August or April and May start at 6:05 all their home games.
Really?
Yep. It ain't a bad idea, really.
One ball, two strikes now to the batter, Luke Vonderhaar. He's the big gun for New Bremen. He walked and scored back in the first. Ooh, inside for a ball. I know there's a reason. There's a reason for everything, but the Reds are starting at 6:40 this evening. We'll join them right after we're done here at Fort Recovery. There's a swing and a fly ball to the right and out of play, I believe. Yep.
Mowed my yard yesterday.
You know, you shouldn't do that so soon. You got to put that off. It just makes it grow quicker.
I just knocked my sticks down. I was going to pick them up, and I thought, I just mow them over. Ain't that mulch or something?
As long as you got a good strong mower, hey, yeah. You know, go at it. Here's the pitch and a bounding ball to the shortstop. Ben Holman makes the play. There's the throw. Oh, it got away from Reese Rogers. It's actually a wild throw. And the runner goes to second base. An error on Ben Holman.
He had plenty of time. It was a hard hit ball. He did a nice job fielding it. And just tried to get in too big a hurry and threw it wide. And now we got a runner second with one out.
Boy, that ball sailed on Ben. And Reese Rogers had no chance to chase it down. So one out, runner at second. And here's Ryan Berkey for New Bremen. He struck out back in the first, so he is 0-1 today. Again, the Pacers in Cleveland start on Sunday, 3:30 at Cleveland. We'll have that game on the radio for you. That's high for a ball. Next game is on Wednesday at Cleveland, then back at Indiana on Friday of next week.
Pacers will get one.
Got him caught off, but, oh, he got back.
That's best of five? Or is it seven?
No, I think it's seven now.
Is it?
Yeah. I think they made him seven now, all of them from the get-go. Make more money that way.
That's exactly right.
Umpire calls time. What was that all about?
I think the batter might have called time.
Oh, okay. And batting is Ryan Berkey. There's a call strike. That makes the count 1-1 now on Ryan Berkey. Again, Rob Weaver here with Bob Stogler from Fort Recovery tonight. There's a ball that misses high. Two balls and a strike. Cade's thrown a lot of pitches. He's not going to pitch a complete game tonight.
No, that's exactly right. He has thrown a lot of pitches, and we haven't helped him defensively either.
Especially with his arm problems. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball. And it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes to Ryan Berkey. Grant Selby, the kid that hit the two-run double in the first, is on deck. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. And that's two away. And that'll bring up Grant Selby. That was a good piece of hitting by him back in the first. He just went with the pitch to the outside and drove it right by Reese Rogers down the first baseline. Ended up being a two-run double.
Infield's got to knock it down here. Let's make him get two hits to get that run in.
Throw back to second baseman Riley Post. He catches it, but the runner gets back safely.
Nice crowd tonight.
Here's a swing.
Oh, no, that's got the Durango Road all over it. Where'd you park at?
No, I'm back. I'm away. I've learned over the years.
Have you?
They're going to get to me tonight. Here's the next pitch. Check swing, and they're going to say strike. So they went around. No balls, two strikes now on the batter here, Grant Selby.
That may have been his best curveball of the night.
Come on, Cade, let's get him here. Cade Wendell on the mound for Fort Recovery. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped, though, by Cody Shinneberry. He picks it up and throws to Reese Rogers for the out. So record that as a strikeout, and the inning's over. It's no runs on no hits, and there was one error. Fortunately, it didn't hurt us. One runner left on base. We're at the middle of the third. It's Fort Recovery trailing New Bremen's Cardinals 2-0.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
You trust so much to your banker. So isn't it strange that most of the communication you have with them is in form letters and computer statements? At the St. Henry Bank, we have a revolutionary tool that promotes even stronger friendships. It's called a conversation. Stop by and speak with any of us. You'll appreciate the difference.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Back here at good old Fort Recovery, we move to the bottom of the third. It's time for us to make a dent here in the 2-0 lead. As coming up for the Indians will be number 8, 9, and 1. Joe Homan, Riley Post, and Cade Wendell, the scheduled batters here in the third inning. Joe Homan's hitting around 222. He had a hit or two, maybe two hits the other night, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a big one and got us on the board first. And how about getting on base here, and let's drive him in for the Indian first run.
Actually, Ben had two, and Joe had one in the hitting department the other night. Here's the pitch from Tinkman. Right up the middle, and nice play by the second baseman. Did he get him? Yes. Oh, excellent play, unfortunately for us. Mitchell Hayes flagged that ball down right around second base, then turned and threw to first to Nick Wells to get the outs. Can't do it any better than that, Bobby.
He did a nice job. He went over in the hole, made a nice play, and threw a strike over to first and just got Joe.
Riley Post will step up now. And that is a ball one.
Cardinals winning the game 2-0 and winning the defensive battle. And in games like this, defense plays such a huge part of the outcome. And the Indians have struggled a little bit, and Bremen's been flawless.
There's a call strike. First time Riley's come to the plate tonight. One ball, one strike to him. Well, this baseball schedule is wicked. I tell you, there's just no rest for the guys. I guess again, we play at South Adams tomorrow. Kettering Alter at Fifth Third Bank Field on Saturday at 1 if the game is on. Lima Shawnee on Monday. At Versailles on Tuesday. Marion Local at home on Thursday. At Sydney Lehman next Friday. At Rushi for a doubleheader next Saturday. My goodness. It's a good thing for church night. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a night off.
Yep, the old Wednesday religion.
Here we go with the next pitch. A 1-2 count to Riley Post. Swing and a miss for strike three, and he is gone. That is the third strikeout for Justin Tinkman.
Tinkman's not overpowering, Rob, but he's throwing strikes. He's mixing things up pretty good. He has a nice little breaking ball, but I feel like we're going to get to him. I think we're going to get some hard hits here, but right now he's been impressive.
Well, he got in a little trouble in the first inning when he walked two, but unfortunately, we helped him out with some not-so-great play. Will Holman got thrown out trying to score, and then we ended up having two runners at second base at the same time, and one of them got tagged out. Both Nick Twaits and Ben Holman were down there together. I think Ben Holman obviously thought Nick was going to go to third, and then Nick changed his mind, came back, and by that time they had both runners at second base. There's a strike. It's no balls and one strike. Here's a bunt attempt, and he fouls it back. Cade Wendell, the batter, he's got the hot stick on the lineup at 474 so far on the season. In the first inning, he walked, though. Ended up being retired on a force-out play at second base. That's from the left side. Here comes the pitch. And I think that's a base hit. Yep, got in the gap between the left fielder and the center fielder, but the left fielder was able to get over there and flag it down to prevent the double. And it's a single for Cade Wendell, and that comes with two outs here. Hey, a lot of good things happen with two outs sometimes.
Exactly right. Good piece of hitting there, drove it into left center field, took a big turnaround first. Coach Feely said, no, son, get back here. We're down two.
Will Holman steps in now, batting from the right side, and Will hit in a fielder's choice back in the first inning, and again was thrown out trying to score at home plates. Excellent fielding by New Bremen in that inning. Here's a drive to center. Is it going to fall in there? Nope, the center fielder is going to flag it down, and that's the third out. So Will Holman flies out to center fielder Bryce Blickle, and the inning's over. No runs on a total of one base hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We are at the end of three. Indians trail here 2-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Byrne in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All righty, we're set to go with the top of the fourth inning now. Cade Wendell still on the mound for the Indians. Again, you felt like Cade was only going to pitch about 70 pitches today.
Yeah, that's kind of how he talked last night. He didn't think he would stretch it out too far. And coming off, just now starting to get back in the thing of things. And like you said, when you read that schedule off, there's a lot of games the Indians are going to play.
That's for sure. It's tough on the pitching, too, when you have all those games back-to-back-to-back like that.
It is, and thank God we got a lot of good young arms and kids that will come out there and can eat up some innings. And I think that's one of the reasons we're 8-1, Rob. You know, we got a deep staff, and when you're playing this many games, you know, you got to rely on some other kids than your aces, and so far we've done that.
Aaron Vonderhaar is the batter here. He fouls one off to the right side and fouls a second one off to the right side, so it's 0-2 on him, actually 1-2. Vonderhaar is a sophomore, and the DH, he's the brother to their hitting star, Luke Vonderhaar. Luke, going to walk on at Ohio State.
Now, I'm hearing, now I don't know if this is true or not, but they are related to the Vonderhaars from Fort Recovery.
Oh, really? There's a swing and a miss, and the ball is dropped by the catcher, Cody Shinneberry, but he picks it up and fires to first. There's the out, so strikeouts.
Great job by Cody. Couldn't find it at first, and he took his time, found it, made a nice throw, bang-banger at first, but we got him. Good job.
Yeah, I was getting worried there for a minute. Where is it, Cody?
Yep.
Stepping in now is Patrick Wells. He flied out to right last time. Swing and a foul out of play off to the right.
A lot of foul balls tonight. You agree?
Yeah, there have been.
Too bad you can't keep them, Michael.
It's not the wind, though, I know.
Nope. Right. We got yelled at for that.
There's a fastball. Ooh. I'd have got the benefit of the doubt on that one. Call strike. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought maybe it's a little outside, but I ain't going to argue.
Here's a slow roller. Kate can't flag it down, and there's going to be a base hit. Or is there? Oh, he threw it away. As Riley Post tried to make the play on the pickup and threw it away to Reese Rogers.
Another error.
So I think that's going to be an error on...
It's got to be on Riley.
Air on Cade, though, too, you think?
He didn't really touch it, I don't think. I think it got under his glove, and Riley come up and made a play over to first and threw it over Reese's head. Now we got to play some defense and get out of this. We can't give up any more runs.
Really, Riley had no prayer.
Evan's coming right to us.
No prayer to get that runner, be quite honest about it. He tried to make a terrific play, and it just wasn't there.
Yeah, you got to eat that one.
Yep. So it puts a runner in scoring position for New Bremen at second base with one out. And here's Bryce Blickle. Blickle walked back in the second, ended up being stranded at second base. He bats from the right side. Bunt attempt misses. There's a strike. No balls, one strike. Pretty decent looking New Bremen team. They're really pretty solid all the way up and down the lineup.
Yeah, they've been tough for us the last couple of years. We beat them in tournament 2 years ago and here, and I think it was like a 7-4 game that we got them. And then last year over at their place, it was a barn burner. And we was able to grind out enough runs to get the win. And Coach Wells does a great job at New Bremen. And I know they're really excited. That's a good job of Button. That's going to be a base hit, too.
And it is. And to throw the third, oh, we threw it away.
Play at the plate.
And a play at the plate. Did they get him? Yes. Oh, they say he's safe. I don't think he touched the plate, did he?
Umpire said he did.
Man, alive. Boy.
They'll give him a run. That ball around.
So give Bryce Blickle a single. And had an error on the throw down to third base, which allowed Patrick Wells to end up scoring. So I think that was Riley who threw down to third, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, he was dead. The kid made the turn at third, and he slipped on the grass. And if we make a good throw, he's dead to right at third. And we threw in the dirt, and ball gets in the left field, and run scores. And Indians have just defensively have just let themselves down here. And let's get out of here with no more damage. They got a runner at second now with only one out. Get out of here with no more damage and get the bats out.
Well, I'd like to see the video replay on that play at the plate there. I just thought the batter or the runner was too far away to touch the home plate, but apparently he got it.
The umpire was on it. He right away said he got a piece of the plate, and Coach Kalp did not argue, and he had a pretty good angle too. So
yeah, he did not argue. So stepping in now is Jared Keller. He struck out against Chad, against Cade Wendell back in the second inning. There's a foul tip. Strike one.
heck of a job bunting there with two strikes in the last at bat. And this kid's looking to bunt, too. And, you know, the 8-9 order, they're just trying to get them on, get them over. Set up top the order and watch, make the Indians play defense, and we haven't done that yet, Rob.
That was a strong bunt. It got by Cade Wendell. No way he could flag it down. And then that gave the kid a base hit at first. And then Riley Post tried to catch the runner off at third base, and he was on the turn, but the throw was not there. And that happens. So we're down 3-0 now here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from Cade Wendell, and it's a bunt again. They're trying to bunt us to death, and this one's foul down the third baseline.
That'd be two outs.
Yeah, he bunted with two strikes?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Rule that as a strikeout for Jared Keller. That's two away, and that'll bring up Mitchell Hayes. Hayes walked and struck out, so he's 0 for 1 today. He did score one of the two runs back in the first inning on the two-run double by Grant Selby.
This kid's a freshman, and he is impressive. I mean, he took a nice cut at that first pitch fastball. He was right on it. And he's just a good-looking young baseball player.
Cade Wendell checks the runner at second. Here comes the throw home. There's a swing and a high fly.
Trouble.
And Ben Holman goes back and makes the play in shallow left field. Old Ben flags it down for the third out, and we get out of the inning with only one run being scored. But one run on one base hit. There were two errors. One runner left on base, and we have completed 3.5 innings here. Fort Recovery trails New Bremen by a score at the moment of 3-0 now. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth inning coming up in just a moment.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 a coupon cap.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we're on the west side of town. And okay, is the new diamond going to happen or is it not?
No, I don't know. I'm that's a good question.
It's kind of up in the air.
It is. It is. There's a lot of momentum, but
it's
there's some funding.
There's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Hey, Rob, I just got this. The Fort Recovery boys hoops basketball team moves down to D4 next year in basketball instead of D3. The girls stay in D4. So both our teams will be back down to the small level in basketball.
There's a call strike. Well, you think that's a good thing, but boy, it makes it tough in the early rounds with all the MAC teams bunched here together.
I agree 100%. But,
this is for a ball. Congratulations to Marion Local. What a thrilling state championship game that was for them. Were you down there?
I went down, got as far as the varsity club, got a pizza, and didn't make it to the game. But I was close.
Yeah, it's a great game. And Nick Twaits gets hit by the pitch. There's the first real mistake for Justin Tinkman. And that gives us a runner with nobody out at first base.
Make him pay for that. Got a couple scores here. St. Henry Minster in the middle of the third, 2-2. St. Henry Minster in a good one. Also, Coldwater's ahead of Parkway, 2-0. A lot of good MAC games tonight.
Of course, tonight you got to use your second pitcher, too. That makes a difference. Who do you think the second pitcher is for St. Henry?
I would say Parker.
Parker Link?
Yeah, Parker Link would be their number two. But
Here's Tankman with a pitch and a ground ball foul by Ben Homan off the left side. So far tonight, Ben has only batted once, and that was a single back in the first inning. At the time, we looked like we were going to have bases loaded with one out. But yeah, before it was all over with, we had nobody. We had no outs left and had one guy left, and it was too late. Three outs. There's a swing, and a ball hit to the center fielder. I think he's going to be able to catch this. Yes, he is. Well hit ball, but yeah. Bryce Blickle flags it down for the out to center field. Ben Homan's retired. That brings up Reese Rogers. He grounded out to the second baseman back in the second inning.
Come on, Reese. Let's go, kid.
Come on, double zero. You don't see double zero too often.
No, you don't.
Reese bats from the left side. There's a swing and a miss. Runner's going, and he is in there safely. The ball is thrown over the head of the shortstop, but he was going to be in there anyway, I'm pretty sure.
Come on, Reese. Get a base hit here, and let's get him in here and chip away at this, Rob.
Nick Twaite's not able to advance on the overthrow there. No balls, one strike to Reese Rogers. Nice RBI single here, Reese. Here comes the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. That was a floater there. On deck for the Indians is Ethan Shane. And he'll be followed by Cody Shinneberry, we hope. Curveball for a strike on the outside corner. Makes it 1-2 now. So Cody's got to, Reese has to protect the plate here now with a 1-2 count. Jerry Kalb coaching at third and Harold Feely down at first. And time is called. I think Reese wanted to call time there. Steps back in. 1-2 count. Runner at second base, one outs. Here comes the pitch.
Yes,
and
sir.
A base hit past the shortstop towards the second base side. That'll score a run, and it's 3-1.
All right.
Way to go, Reesey. Reese Rogers with an RBI single to make it 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. And we're not done yet.
That's right. Chip away. That's what we got to do. That's a nice piece of hitting by Reese. He did. He stepped out there on the 1-2 pitch and regained himself a little bit and just drove a ball up the middle and a good piece of hitting. And Nick Twaite scores from second. We're on the scoreboard.
Yeah, he hit that to the second base side of the shortstop. And the shortstop, Grant Selby, just couldn't get to it. And neither could anybody else. And it went out into center field.
Looks like we got a pinch runner down there for Reese at first. I think it's Drew Mullenkamp down there.
He ran for him the other day.
Yes, he did. Ethan Shane, your hitter now. Come on, big 15.
Ethan Shane struck out in the second. He's 0-1 today, hitting around 200 on the year. He will bat from the right side. Umpire taking his time here. Now he's ready to go. Justin Tankman on the mound for the New Bremen Cardinals. Low for a ball. Nick Wells is at first. Mitchell Hayes, the freshman, at second base. Grant Selby is at shortstop. Luke Vonderhaar is at third. Jared Keller out in left. Bryce Blickle is in center. Ryan Berkey is in right. Patrick Wells behind the mound. And Justin Tankman on. Patrick Wells behind the plate. We got a runner caught off. And he's out. Our pinch runner got caught off the bag. It's not supposed to happen that way, Bobby.
No, that absolutely can't happen. And once again, base running and blunders and defense. And that just kills an inning. Kills an inning.
Way to go for Justin Tankman. Great throw over there catching.
I think it was Gavin Toby was the pinch runner there.
I think it was Gavin Toby.
Gavin Toby, yeah.
Here's a swing and a miss by Ethan Shane to make it one ball and one strike now. Oh, that hurts. You see that happen a lot, though, with pinch runners, you know,
you do,
especially
absolutely.
At high school, especially in high school.
And young kids and freshmen, they get over there, they get antsy, you know, they want to get the second so bad.
Yeah, they want to do a great job.
Yep.
Swing and a miss, strike two, one ball, two strikes to Ethan Shane. We have two outs here in the inning. We've scored a run, though, on Reese Rogers' RBI single.
And that's a great thing about the game of baseball. And a young kid like Gavin, who's a heck of a baseball player and unlimited potential. And he'll learn from that. You know, we'll make up for that, and we're going to come back and win this baby, and we'll be able to tell Gavin he'll be ready next time.
It's a foul ball. Still 1-2 count to Ethan Post. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Inside foul pitch, and it is a foul ball. Just barely got that.
And he about hit him.
Yeah, I thought for a minute it did. So one still count of 1-2 on Ethan Post. Two outs with nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth. The Indians have scored a run, though, to cut the lead to 3-1. That's way outside for ball two. Don't think he intended to throw that one.
Try to see if we can get him being a little antsy up there. Shaney wasn't going to have any part of that one.
Right-hander throws again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got in this time on a fastball. One run on one hit. The RBI single by Reese Rogers. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. Actually, no runners left on base, I should say. We are at the end of four now. Fort Recovery trailing the New Bremen Cardinals. We've cut the gap a bit. It's 3-1 going to the top of the fifth.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here once again at Fort Recovery. You know, they only have two hits, and we have three, yet they are leading 3-1.
Kind of like the Sander game. Didn't they out-hit us? Or it might have been 4-2 or something like that.
Yeah, I think we out-hit them, yeah.
I'll shut up then.
It was close.
I was close.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for Fort Recovery. It's Ben Homan going, and Cade Wendell will replace Ben at shortstop. So the two kids just flop positions. Again, we knew Cade wasn't going to throw a full game today because he's had an injury. And so rather than, you know, you don't want to damage the injury any further.
No, that's exactly right. And Cade did a good job. We didn't help him any. He gave up I know he'd like to have that 0-2 pitch back in the first inning that they scored their first two runs on. But for the most part, for you know, one of his first outings of the year, I thought he threw the ball well. We didn't help him very much.
No, and on the other hand, though, the two runners that got on, he walked them both.
That's right.
So he can only blame himself on those two.
Big right-hander Benny Homan steps to the mound, Rob, and Benny throws hard, works fast, and he's a good guy to play defense behind. He gets it and goes.
There's a call strike. We'll be joining the Reds broadcast as soon as we're done here at Fort Recovery. Strike one to the batter, Mitchell Hayes. This is for a ball.
Scooter Jeanette last night, he hit one off the top of the fence for his double, and then they robbed him of a home run, and then he makes an error to give up the winning run. Tough game for Scooter.
Yeah, not been the Reds year. And I have to correct myself. It's Justin Tinkman, the batter for New Bremen, hitting from the left side. I didn't think Hayes was a right or was a left-handed hitter. And there's a swing and a foul down the right field line. It's going to be 1-2 now on the batter, Justin Tinkman, the opposing pitcher for New Bremen. Fifth inning is where we're at. 3-1 the score. New Bremen leading. Curveball high for a ball. Yeah, 2-9 now, the Reds. Man, it's a rough start.
I don't know if Brian Price is going to survive the first month.
And misses for a ball. But, you know, a lot of it has been a lack of offense.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to hit. Suarez breaks his thumb. No, that don't help any.
No, that definitely didn't help. Have they made a final determination on him?
Well, they said yesterday that they're thinking he'll be back within a month. So that's good news. Billy Hamilton experiment, that's about over with, I think. I think you about got to say, Billy, you're going to be a pinch runner for us.
Yep. Justin Tinkman walks to get a runner on here to start the fifth inning. Not what we need. Ben Homan will now face Luke Vonderhaar. Throw over to first and back safely is Tinkman.
You hate to see that. Benny was ahead of him, one ball, two strikes, and lost him three straight balls.
Here's the next pitch. Swinging a ground ball through the infield, through the gap between the shortstop, Cade Wendell, and the third baseman, Joe Homan. And runners at first and second now with nobody out.
Well, a hit and run perfect. Cade goes and gets out of his hole, goes to cover second base. Ball goes right into this left field. Hit and run, the way you draw it up. Two on, nobody out. Indians can't give up any more runs.
And nobody out is the bothersome statistic right now. Ryan Berkey will step in. He is the cleanup batter, and he has struck out twice today against Cade Wendell, but facing a new guy now in Ben Homan.
I look for him to square around a bunt here.
And he does, and it's right to Reese Rogers, who will tag the runner out. Reese was charging in. Actually, I'm not sure that Berkey intended to bunt that.
Oh, it was high and inside on him. The kid did a great job.
So Reese Rogers gets the unassisted out, put out, about 4 feet away from home plate. The runners did move up, though, so it is a sacrifice.
Coach got the infield in. He's not going to give up any more runs, so he brings them in.
Here's an inside pitch and a swing, and it's fouled off to the right side. Your batter is Grant Selby now, who was the troublesome hitter in the first inning. Got the two-run double against us. He is today 1-for-2. He struck out in the third.
Nice pitch.
Call strike. Once again, the Indians are at South Adams tomorrow. And they will be playing then at Dayton, if the weather permits, on Saturday at 1 o'clock at 5th Third Bank Field. And we are going to be playing Kettering Alter. There's a swing and a foul back.
Could be the first time we've ever played them in any sport.
I don't know much about them. I would guess they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're always good. I mean, big school. Now they're saying 80% chance of thunder showers now on Saturday.
Yeah. They were talking about possibly just postponing and, I don't know, maybe canceling that game. We'll see. Here's a swing and another base hit. And we flag it down in center field, but it's going to bring two runs home. And a runner goes to second on the throw, and he is out at second base. Oh, I think we got the benefit of the doubt on that one, but we'll take it. Give Selby another two-run hit.
On an 0-2 pitch again. Now, that cannot happen.
That's twice now. He's got a two-run. He had a two-run double on an 0-2 count in the first inning against Cade Wendell, and here he gets a two-run single on an 0-2 count.
Yeah, that was a big one there. That one hurt. And he is now down 5-1. Bases cleared, two outs. Top of the fifth. We got to keep battling.
Aaron Vonderhaar, the batter now, hitting from the right side. And misses for a ball. On deck is Patrick Wells. Hopefully he won't get to hit here. Let's get out of this and get going to the bottom of the fifth and start catching up. We trail 5-1 now. So this will be a surprise, I think, to a lot of people if they can knock us off tonight.
Yeah, I agree. The Indians are coming off a big win, and it's just, you know, it's, you see it so many times, that letdown, that next game, and defensively has let us down, and just some really bad 0-2 pitches. But there's a lot of ball to play yet.
There's a swing and a foul away. Hot dog night tonight, thanks to Wayne Street Markets. A lot of hot dogs being consumed down there.
I bet me and you could put down about 12. 10 for me, 2 for you, about?
Yeah, that might be. Here's a ground ball. Oh, nice play by Cade Wendell. Had to leap up and get that on a tough bounce. And the runner is retired. Thank you, Cade. 6-3, Aaron Vonderhaar is retired. And we have completed the top of the fifth inning. It was a disappointing one. 2 runs for New Bremen. They ended up with 2 hits in the inning. There were no Indian errors. And nobody left on base. So we're at the middle of the fifth inning now. It's Fort Recovery trailing the New Bremen Cardinals 5-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, and we have the bottom of the order coming up, 7, 8, and 9. That could be a good thing. If we get a couple guys on, get the top of the order up, and get something happening here.
Absolutely. If you look at the Sander game, the bottom of the order is what got us the run, so... These guys are very capable of hitting this kid, and Cody, lead us off right here, buddy.
Cody Shinnerberry struck out last time. He's 0-1 today. We only have 3 hits in the game and 1 run. That run came in on an RBI single by Reese Rogers in the last inning. Here's Cody Shinnerberry stepping in there now. Bats from the left side. There's a swing and a foul off the left. Out of play. Strike 1.
Wind's dying down a little bit.
It has. Not the ferocious wind that it was.
No. Beautiful night, the old ball orchard, ain't it?
It is. It is a dandy evening. And tomorrow night's supposed to be a nice night, too.
Yeah.
That misses for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Again, the pitcher remains Justin Tinkman for New Bremen. Again, Nick Wells at first, Mitchell Hayes at second. Grant Selby is the shortstop. Luke Vonderhaar at third, Jared Keller out in left, Bryce Blickle is in center, and Ryan Berkey's in right, Patrick Wells the catcher, and Justin Tinkman is on the mound. Outside for a ball.
Anyway, Code, anyway, kid.
Tinkman is a junior. Wonder if Luke Vonderhaar is considered to be their number one pitcher.
I bet he's their closer.
There's a call strike on the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to the batter, Cody Shinnerberry. Cody trying to work his way on base here. He knows we need base runners here. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a fly ball to left. And the left fielder got the ball, reached back and grabbed it for the out. Almost over his head, but not quite. Tough break. Well hit ball by Cody Shinnerberry.
Yeah, he went with it, drove it out left field, and I thought he burnt the kid, but the kid made a nice catch.
Well, if that had got to buy him, he could have had a triple.
Yeah.
Not that we need a triple right now, we just need people on.
Yep. Come on, Joe.
Joe Homan will step up now, a sophomore. He's 0-1 today. He grounded out to the second baseman, Mitchell Hayes, back in the second inning. Swing and a miss on a fastball, strike 1. Indians just not clicking tonight. Had one great opportunity, and we botched it up. Had a chance to have the bases loaded with one out, and before it was all over with, we had three outs and no runs scored. There's a ground ball to the right side, picked up by the freshman second baseman, Mitchell Hayes. He throws over to Nick Wells, and there's the out. There's two away. That went 4-3.
JV team is playing at New Bremen tonight, and they are 2-2 after four. 2-2 after four, and both teams with just one hit in that ball game. Alpo sent me that text. So good luck to the JV team playing there with New Bremen.
Riley Post is now hitting. Riley hitting around 125 on the year. Struck out back in the third inning. He hasn't batted that many times, really, this season.
No, Riley's an impressive young kid here, and I think Coach Kalp's got a high expectations for Riley, and he's got good wheels. We just need him on base.
Swing and a miss for strike. Strike one. Riley wears number three on his uniform. Bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Oh, boy. Got the corner.
Yeah, good cutter.
Strike two. 1-2 two strikes now, the count. Tinkman, again, looks in, gets his sign from his catcher, Patrick Wells. Taking his sweet time, and now the batter calls time, I think. Jerry Kalp has coached a number of years here at Fort Recovery. I don't know if they have the coaching records in here or not, do they?
I bet they do. They got everything in that thing.
Here's a swing and a foul back out of play. Yeah, they put out a nice baseball book. And, you know, really, it's I'm glad they do those kinds of things because some schools don't, and then you lose those stats forever.
That's exactly right. And they've done a nice job with our baseball program, and they should be proud of it.
Next pitch is a bounding ball to the third baseman. Makes the play. It's going to be an out, I think. Is he? Oh, wow.
Nice play by the first baseman.
Almost got pulled off the bag, but he's out. That went from 5-3 for the third out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Justin Tinkman. As we're down to our last two innings now, the Indians get no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left in the fifth inning. We move to the top of the sixth right after this.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Looking at the record book here, looks like we've set two records this year. Of course, stolen bases for Will Homan, career stolen bases. And we will mention again that Cade Wendell is just right on his heels still.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other record was set by Cade Wendell on base on balls for a career.
That is, and then the third record you're missing is the most games played when it's been snowing out.
That's probably true. There's a swing. Every kid on the team holds that record.
That's right. Update from Jody Wendell. JV's just take a 5-2 lead over at New Bremen in the fifth inning. Good job, JV kids.
They got three runs. Maybe we can get three in the bottom
Absolutely.
Of this fifth, sixth
inning. I like your thinking.
Once again, Ben Homan is on the mound here for full recovery and relief of starting pitcher Cade Wendell. The first batter up here is Patrick Wells, by the way, who is a sophomore. Plays first base. There's a swing.
That's deep.
High fly ball. Going back is Will. It was Will. Will Homan hauls it in for the out. That was hit well.
It was right into the wind. Good job, Willie. You got to hit it hard to get it over Willie's head, though.
Yeah, you do. And you know, if the wind would have been blowing out, might have been a hit. Bryce Blickle steps up now. He walked in the second inning and singled in the fourth. So he's 1-for-1 officially. And he swings and fouls it out of play.
You've done a nice job with the Blickle name. I would have screwed that up a few times, but you've been pretty solid.
I remember him from basketball. There's the pitch. Call strike, did it?
Yep.
So it's 0-2. Ben Holman ahead of the batter here, Blickle. Here's the next pitch. And that's low. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Who'd you say the home plate umpire is?
Doug Billerman. Doug's been doing it a lot of years.
Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss.
Good curve.
Strikeout, 2 down. Very quick inning so far here for Ben Holman. That'll bring up Jared Keller, who has struck out twice, both times against Cade Wendell.
I heard today, Rob, that Tom Reepinoff, a longtime referee in the MAC, and his wife's a superintendent over at St. Mary's, he has now got into the Big Ten Conference umpire referee football.
Wow.
So congratulations to Tom. And Tom does a lot of Fort Recovery games, but he won't be doing them anymore.
There's a bunt to throw to first. He's out. Cody Shinneberry made a nice pickup. And Jared Keller trying to bunt himself on, thrown out 2-3 for the third out of the inning. Quick inning for Ben Holman. Way to go, Ben. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We move to the bottom of the sixth. The Indians still trail by a score of 5-1.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive 2 doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, Cade Wendell will come in. Now, hey, this is our chance. If we're going to do anything, it's going to be this inning. We got our top guys coming up. This is the sixth inning. We need 4 runs. Let's do it now.
I like your thinking.
Cade Wendell batting from the left side. Once again, still on the mound, Justin Tinkman for New Bremen. It's time for us to get to him. Cade bats from the left side. And that is a ball outside. So far today, Cade has walked and he's singled. He's 1-for-1 officially. Batting average right around .475 on the year. He's our top bat in the lineup. Now what? Umpire calls timeout for some reason.
Yeah, I think he might have went to, as a warning, I don't know if he went to his mouth or something when he's on the rubber or something.
Oh, I see. He almost did it again.
Yeah. And it's a ball.
There's two balls,
yeah,
and no strikes. Here's the next pitch. Call a strike.
Come on, 1-4. Need you on here, kid.
Cade Wendell, one of our seniors. Mr. Hustle, along with Will Holman, those two kids really couldn't ask for any more hustle than those guys give you. There's a bunt attempt, but he missed it. 2-2 now. Tinkman kind of getting back in control here now after falling behind. That's inside for ball 3. Got a full count, 3-2. We just need runners anyway, Mr. K. We'll take a base on balls.
Good hitters always foul this next pitch off. They're battlers.
There's the pitch.
All
outside
right, all right.
For ball 4. Good eye. Ball 4, and there's a runner. That's what we need. Need a few more of those, but that's a start. Will Holman comes up now. He bats from the right side. Today he hit into a fielder's choice, and he flied out to center, so he's due. You are due, Mr. Will. There's a call strike. Not sure he quite agreed with that one.
Tenkamp's had good control today. He hadn't walked very many batters, and the base up there, I'd say he's in the 60 to 70 pitch range here in the sixth, so we're getting another look at him. Let's team up here.
There's a call strike. No balls, two strikes. Now he's got no choice. Got to protect the plates. Nobody out here. Top of the sixth. Runner at first base in Cade Wendell. Will Holman at the plates. Pitcher shakes off a couple, and Will Holman calls time and steps out of the box.
Come on, 2-4. Come on, kid.
Here's the next pitch. A swing and a smash, but foul. We've got a young lady at Jay County being inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks. Shannon Freeman. I don't know if you remember her or not.
Good for her, absolutely. That girl could play basketball.
She is our first Jay County basketball player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. We had a couple of Portland guys, John Bright and Pete Brewster, who were back from the late 40s, inducted into the Hall of Fame. But she will be our third one, the first from Jay County.
Are you going to have that on the air, Rob?
Well, we're going to go down there. We'll have some highlights from it. The ceremony's in Indianapolis.
Well, quite an honor. Congratulations to Shannon. Yep. Now, is her last name is now what?
Frog.
Okay.
Shannon Frog.
Is she in the area yet?
No, she lives in Utah. But she comes back every summer. There's a wild pitch, and going to second base is Cade Wendell. And old Will Holman's hanging in there.
Kids like Will Holman and Cade, when they get two strikes, it doesn't affect them because they know they're not scared of striking out. You know, that's not even in their mind thought. They're hitters. They know that they can protect. They know that they can make contact.
One ball, two strikes to Will Holman. Now, here's the next pitch. And it's a bounding ball. Third baseman picks it up, throws. Can't get him. I think he's safe.
Yes.
And going to third base is Cade Wendell. We got something going here, folks. Give a ground single to Will Holman. Beat it out. Down the third baseline. And on the throw, Cade Wendell moves over to third. So we got runners at first and third with nobody out. And 3, 4, and 5 coming up here. Can't ask for any more of an opportunity than this.
No, that's right, and it's time to do a little damage. Coach Wells is calling time. He's going out to talk to his young right-hander, and we got a little heat on him, and when you make him field it with a little pressure, it makes a little difference.
Yep, conference on the mound, so we'll just take a little break here and be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, here we go. Again, Nick Twaits, Ben Holman, and Reese Rogers coming up for the Indians here with nobody out. Runners at first and third. Nick Twaits today. He walked in the first inning, and he was hit by a pitch in the fourth and scored.
Rob, that was a nice job by the umpire. He did pull his foot. It was close, but we had a good angle there, and he did miss the bag. And Will hustling down, as he always does, beats it out, and Indians are got a little something going here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yes, they do. Now time is called again by New Bremen.
Infield's back. They're going to give a run up.
It's probably a smart move, actually.
Yeah.
Let's hope they give up more than one.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll see here.
Twaitsy got hit last time up, and he wasn't too happy about it. He kind of walked towards first base, and he's a little frustrated getting hit. I think he'd like to get a base hit right here.
Squares for a bunt, calls strike, and the runner goes, and he's down there.
All right.
Stolen base for Will Holman. Now we've got two in scoring position. Nick Twaits, 0-1 count to him now.
2. Come on, kid.
Tankman on the mound for the New Bremen Cardinals. Here's the pitch. Misses high.
Oh, that was close.
That was close.
Good curveball.
One ball, one strike. Nick Thwaites threw a great shutout the other night against St. Henry. And a smash right at the third baseman. He drops it, picks it up, throws to first. They got him anyway. Oh, doggone it.
You absolutely can't hit it any harder than he hit that ball.
A smash by Nick Thwaites right at the third baseman. He dropped the ball. I thought Nick might be able to beat it out, but picking it up was Luke Vonderhaar, who's an excellent player, and he was able to throw out Nick Thwaites at first base. Tough break there. Runners stick at second and third. Nobody got too far off the bag. Here is Ben Homan. There's a call strike. Pretty high pitch, but they called it a strike. One out here in the sixth now.
That was a tough at-bat for Nick.
Another time is called. One out, runners at second and third. Indians trailing 5-1. Need some runs desperately here. Two-run single would be great. Here's the pitch. There's a pop-up. Should be caught. Shortstop says, I've got it, and he does, and nobody's able to advance. And there's two away as Ben Homan pops up to the shortstop. That's Grant Selby down there at short. That'll bring up Reese Rogers. Well, he singled last time. Let's see if he can do it again. Reese loves his baseball.
Yes, he does, and he likes this situation. Come on, Reese. Base hit here, kid. Let's cut that deficit in half with a hit.
We have the opportunity we wanted. We got two on with nobody out. So far, haven't been able to score. And I don't know what that was all about.
Reese called time.
Okay. They're going to put him on. They're going to take the bat out of his hands, put him on, and bring up Ethan Shane, I should say. So we have the bases loaded.
That kind of surprised me a little bit. You put the tying around on the plate and load him up. But Coach Wells knows and Reese is a good hitter, you know. And I put a little pressure on Shaney, but Shaney's ready. Shaney's got some good swings against him. Come on, Bub, base hit here.
Come on, Ethan Shane, big opportunity here. Bases loaded with two outs. Bats from the right side. Tinkman on the mound for New Bremen. Curveball, call strike.
Boy, don't throw hard, but we have not timed him up.
Allowed only one run so far. We have more hits than New Bremen, but New Bremen has the 5-1 lead. Ball outside. One ball, one strike. I think we have more hits. Let me see here again. They might have passed us. We have four hits, and they have, they've got four now, too. So we're equal in the hitting department. Each team only four hits. Again, we'll join the Reds here in just a moment. The Reds and the Cardinals playing at Cincinnati. That game just about ready to start. And as soon as we're done here, we'll get out of here and get to the Reds game right away. That was a ball, two balls, and one strike. Once again, big at bat here for Ethan Shane.
Come on, 1-5. Come on, kid.
Here comes the pitch. Smash is foul down the third baseline. Makes a 2-2 count now. New Bremen, 5-3. Fort Recovery, 8-1. But the Cardinals have upset in their mind tonight, leading here 5-1 over the Indians. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul again.
Good battle, kid.
Fouled off the left side, up against the New Bremen dugouts. Again, the Indians are at South Adams tomorrow, supposedly at Dayton on Saturday against Kettering Alter at 1 o'clock at Fifth Third Bank Field if the weather cooperates, and that is a big if.
Pop up,
and they can't get it. It's out of play.
How about that hustle by the pitcher?
And the pitcher came back and beat the catcher there.
Yeah, the catcher lost it. It was straight up, and the pitcher seen it the whole time, and did a nice job going after it. Ball just out of play. Come on, Shaney. Good job. Way to battle, kid.
Once again, our conference games next week. We are at Versailles on Tuesday, and then Marion Local here on Thursday.
Versailles has a nice press box.
Do they?
Yep.
Here we go with the next pitch. Big at bat for Ethan Shane. 2-2 count. The pitch, swinging a foul back, stays alive. Still 2-2. Indians have the bases loaded. The second time, really, we've had the bases loaded tonight. Oh, we blew the first opportunity.
Well, hopefully we get it turned around right here. Good at bat, Shaney.
Ben Tinkham pitching out of the stretch. Here it comes. Swing and a drive to left center. That could fall in the gap, but the left fielder's over to make the play, and the side is retired. Ah, thought for a moment there he might get the hit.
He hit her hard. Nice job by left fielder running it down, and Indians blew a golden opportunity in the bottom of the sixth.
That was Jared Keller coming up with, again, the catch out there in left field. So we're through six innings, one inning to go. The Indians have to make up four runs in this last inning. It's five runs on four hits for New Bremen, one run on four hits for the Fort Recovery Indians. We go to the seventh inning.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
And I know you've been wearing out your new shoes, too.
I got some nice ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good ones. I got them New Balance, the old guy's shoes.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's okay. They're good shoes.
Yeah.
Kelly has those up at the shoe shop. There's a swing and a miss by the first batter for New Bremen. They have the top of their order coming up here in the seventh, Mitchell Hayes. He, so far, is 0-for-2. He walked in the first and scored, and there's a drive to right field, and Nick Twaits hauls it in for the outs. One away. Here's Justin Tinkman. He had a sacrifice bunt in the first. He flied to right to Nick Twaits in the third, and he walked and scored in the fifth. So officially he is 0-for-1. Swing and a ground ball to the right side. No. Reese Rogers can't get it, and it goes out into right field. What do you think, a hit?
Base hit. Reese got to let that one go. Reese got to get to first. That's Riley's ball for sure.
Give him a single there. Got by, yep. Reese Rogers trying to go to the second base to flag it down.
I'm a pinch runner here for the pitcher. Running out there is number five, and that would be, looks like Rylan Archery.
I don't know. You got the sheet there.
I got the sheet, don't I? That's who it is, number five, running for the pitcher. Base hit, tough play in the hole. Reese went over to get it. Riley was there, and it went off Reese's glove, went out into right field for a base hit. And one out, one on for the Cards, and they're trying to add to the Indians.
Yeah, we might have been able to get him had Reese stayed at first. But, I mean, you know, he was just doing what he thought he
sure,
could do.
Absolutely.
So one out here in the seventh, the runner at first base, and New Bremen has Luke Vonderhaar, their top hitter, at the plate. Call strike inside corner. Nice pitch by Ben Holman.
Yes, it was.
Had two pitchers today. Cade Wendell started things out, and then Ben Holman came in. I think Cade pitched the first four.
Yeah, it was a couple bad pitches by our staff here. And the same kid, 0-2 pitches, and drove in four runs of the five for the Cards.
Yep, and both of them by Grant Selby. Had an 0-2 count in the first and got a two-run double, and then he had an 0-2 count in the fifth and got a two-run single. That ain't supposed to happen.
Ain't supposed to happen, that's right.
Not twice, let alone once. But it did, and they've taken advantage of it. Next pitch is a swing and a drive to Will Holman. He's got it for the outs. That's two away. To center field, to Will Holman. Luke Vonderhaar is retired. That will bring up Ryan Berkey. Ryan, right-handed hitter, and so far today, he has struck out twice and had a sacrifice bunt. So he's 0 for 2. Facing Ben Holman with two outs and one runner at first base. Swing and a miss. Runner's going. He's out.
I got him.
He is a dead duck.
Nice job, Cody Schinnerberry.
Pinch runner is thrown out trying to steal second for the third out, and the inning's over. No runs on one base hit. There were no errors, and one, and actually nobody was left on base. We're at the middle of the seventh. The Indians need four runs to tie. We'll be back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
You trust so much to your banker. So isn't it strange that most of the communication you have with them is in form letters and computer statements? At the St. Henry Bank, we have a revolutionary tool that promotes even stronger friendships. It's called a conversation. Stop by and speak with any of us. You'll appreciate the difference.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Well, we're down to the last inning for Fort Recovery, last of the seventh, and this is it. Indians need four runs or we're done for today, and we'll have to hope for somebody else to knock off Versailles. I guess we can do that next week.
That's exactly right. Well, you just got to stay even keel, you know. Never get too high, never get too low. And we had the highest of highs on Tuesday, and then we come back here today, and we've just struggled the whole game defensively. We haven't hit the ball hard. But we got one more shot at him. Come on, Cody.
Tankman remains in there. Here's a swing and a foul off the left side. Cody Schinnerberry, the first batter. Joe Holman is scheduled to hit second, and then Riley Post third.
JV teamers ahead 8-2 over at New Bremen. That's in the sixth inning, so keep it up for the JV boys.
There's one to the second baseman. Slow roller, though, and they get him. Nice play by the shortstop. Slow roller to the shortstop, Grant Selby, and he picks it up and throws him out. 6-3. Cody Schinnerberry is retired for one down.
Bremen's played pretty flawless defensively. They had that one play there the last inning where it threw right at first, but I think that might be their only error, Rob.
Here's a fly ball to right field. He catches it out there. Ryan Berkey for the out. Two down.
Two pitches, two outs in the seventh, and this kid, you'd think we'd like to get a... I got mixed emotions on there, you know. You want to work him a little bit. He's got a lot of pitches, but the Indians are up there swinging. So both these balls were hit hard, and these young kids are up there taking a whack at her.
Here's Riley Post, the last gasp for the Indians. And misses for a ball. I'll run down, since we're going to have to break away real quick here, I'll run down our hitting. Cade Wendell, 1-for-1 tonight with a single in the third inning. And misses for a ball. He also walked in the sixth and walked in the first, so he was on base all three times. Will Holman, 1-for-3. having a single in the sixth inning. Nick Twaits was 0 for 1. He was hit by a pitch and also walked. There's a call strike to make it two balls and one strike. Ben Holman 1 for 3 with a single in the first inning. Reese Rogers 1 for 2, an RBI single in the fourth, our only RBI of the game. There's a strike, strike 2. Ethan Shane 0 for 3. Cody Shinneberry 0 for 3. Joe Holman 0 for 3. And here's Riley Post, and he's got a 2-2 count to him. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. And that's it. He is 0 for 3 on the day as well. New Bremen, 5 runs on 5 hits. Fort Recovery, 1 run on a total of, let me count them up here, 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. So 5 runs on 5 hits, 1 run on 4 hits. Hey, thanks, Bob.
Hey, enjoyed it, Rob. We'll come back again tomorrow night.
All righty. We'll see you maybe over the weekend at Dayton. If not, let's next Tuesday.
So. All right, buddy. Thanks.
That's going to wrap it up for us. We're going to break away right away tonight because we have Reds baseball, the Reds and the Cardinals. Thanks to Eric Catterly, our studio producer. For Bob Stogler, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody. Again, the final score, Fort Recovery losing to New Bremen, 5-1.